Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, around the room. His Spanish word of the day is not always correct. And his Cowboys letting him down every year is something you can expect. Right. Here is producer Eddie.
All right. I got some great news, okay? I don't know what this means, so maybe you'll help me, but I know it's good. I got my credit check the other day. And it came back in an 840 out of 850.
So, but it hasn't always been good, right?
No. So I've come on and told you guys that I went into like hardcore debt, $40,000 in debt. It took me years to get out of it. I finally got out of it. And I guess my wife's been slowly like building our credit, just like trying to just take all our credit cards out and, you know, pay off the one that we do have and all that stuff. So I guess it's really good. She said, this is huge. Like, we need to celebrate. And I'm like, I don't really know what that means.
You can take out a big loan.
That's what the guy said. The guy that checked our credit said, you can pretty much get whatever you want with 840.
But don't think that.
Like I was, and I said, like a boat?
No. You're falling wow. into the trap again.
Hey, your boy's going to get a boat.
Oh, no. Congratulations. That is
Thank
a big deal.
You,
I know you guys were really, really heavily in debt, and it's awesome that you're back.
That's pretty awesome.
So you go up to 850.
I don't know.
That's the highest?
850 was the highest, they said.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
You're Googling?
Yeah, I want to Google that because I'm like, dang.
So how do I get 10 more? I want to get 10 more points.
I don't know anything about how to do credit.
Me either, dude. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, I don't know if I should be happy about
this. Well, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
His Altima has reached its last leg of life, and now he needs a new car for he and his wife. Lunchbox!
Hey. Oh, boy. I don't know why our listeners think they're so funny. Oh, my gosh. I got a stupid Venmo request from some guy named Jacob Rourke, and he wanted $100 for me being annoying on the show.
Oh, can I cash that in? Let me send
yeah.
it to you.
Did you pay him?
I'm like,
hold on, I'm going to do 1,000 then.
He sent a Venmo request, annoying on the show, $100. Like, get a life, dude. Like,
that's the kind of crap you would do. So why are you upset at that?
Like, I'm really going to send this dude $100?
Give me his name. I'll send him $100.
No, I ain't giving. No.
I'll reward him for that joke.
I mean, he spent time in his day to actually go send me a Venmo, like.
Would you not do that, though?
I mean, I wouldn't say it for being annoying. I'd be like, oh, you know, $100 for me, you're hot. Like, you know what I mean?
If Joke of Rourke, whatever, says you're hot, you give him $100?
No.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like, you see a bikini model and you invoice her for like, oh, you know. Time wasted at work looking at your pics. $100.
You've done that?
Wait, what?
No, I can
that's
get
so creepy. That's where his mind goes.
So that's what you're doing right now?
Okay. Moving on. She recently taught us all a lesson when she said a pony is not a baby horse. And Lunchbox likes to give her a hard time about her recent divorce. Here's Amy, everybody.
Oh, I do not, Amy.
Yes, you do.
It doesn't bring me pleasure.
Go ahead.
So, Stevenson's birthday was recently, and out of all of his gifts, I feel like the one thing he is treasuring the most is this new bottle of cologne that he got.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so funny because, I mean, he did just turn 13. He's always liked cologne. He's always liked girls, but I feel like now this is next level. Like, he talks about how, I don't know, I spray it before school. He's like, should I keep it in my backpack in case I need to spray myself later?
Always. You have to go through the stage of wearing too much cologne before you ever get it just right.
Totally.
You get cologne, you never wear cologne, then you have cologne and you wear way too much cologne, and eventually someone has to have the awkward conversation of that's too much. Then you're embarrassed and you do no cologne again.
Yeah.
Then finally you find your happy spot.
It honestly smells good. Like, I feel like I kind of want to borrow it too. He smells great. So yeah, keep it up. But I feel like these teenage years, they're going to be trouble.
Look at him growing up.
That's awesome.
In front of our eyes.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has a huge comedy act, and it's coming to TV. That's a fact. Bobby Bones.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would like to tell you guys, my wife had ordered this date. It's a date book. I don't know the name of it. It's not an ad. But you open it up, and it has all these scratch-offs in it, and you scratch it off, and then you go do that date. You commit to whatever this is, we're going to do it. It's nothing super expensive. But so we open it, because we're always looking for stuff to do on like a Sunday afternoon. So we open it up, random, open to a page. It's a full scratch off, like a lottery ticket. And so I say, just drop your finger, whichever one it lands on, that's the one we'll do. So she drops it, boom. And the date comes up and it's like, you have to have a picnic. And so list out six things where the food could be, then list out six places that you could have the picnic. And I'm like, great. So I have the list here because we did the whole thing. So I did cheese and crackers and meats is one. All desserts. I was hoping for that one is two.
Oh.
Yeah. At three, order fajitas and then take them with us.
Not bad.
Number four, order True Food, which is a restaurant, and take them with us. Number five, grill it in the backyard and eat at the picnic table. Number six, roll again. So that was all the options. Where? Backyard. Two, some random field we drive and find. Three, the park that we've gone to before to have a picnic. Four, eat in bed. Five, in a family room watching a movie. Six, roll again. So that was the deal. So we rolled. We're like, all right, we're going to go have a picnic. We committed to it. And it lands on number five, grill in backyard. So then we roll again. So we're going to take it somewhere. It lands on one, backyard. So we grilled and then ate where we do once or twice a week anyway.
So
it's
just normal.
We really just had a date.
It was
that
a normal
had.
Date.
Yes. And it's a great normal dinner, not even date. Yeah. So we did the book, and we did exactly what it said and did everything, but it just took us back home.
That's really, well, maybe that's where you're supposed to be.
I bet you loved that.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I liked it. It also started raining, but I'll get the name of the book, but it's fun.
That sounds cool.
It is cool, but it's just hilarious. We ended up doing what we did anyway.
Hey, be careful with picking a random field for a picnic, though, dude. Don't do that. You don't know whose property that is.
Hey, if we'd have drawn it, man, we'd have had to do it. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need to know, how messed up is this? After my divorce, I finally started dating again and met the woman that I've been seeing now for 3 months. We've been getting along great, but she's hesitated introducing me to her teenage son. It seems that her 14-year-old boy can't sleep right unless he's sleeping in the bed with her. That's why I can't stay over at her place and why she hasn't introduced me to him. I can't say that I'm ready to get married again, but it's hard to see anything long-term happening when a teenage boy gets sleeping privileges with my lady over me. This is a common thing. I never heard of it. Can anyone tell me what's going on here and what it means? Signed, feels like the third wheel. First of all, you've only been dating her a few months. You do not need to create a wedge between her son.
Pump the brakes.
And her. I'm not saying it's weird or not weird. I'm just saying right now, it's too early to be going, what? Your son? You don't want any sort of conflict about her kid. You haven't been together 2 years. You don't live together. CTFO, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Chill.
And the kid's not sleeping with her, his girl, like that's his mom.
Well, yeah, true. I think it is a little odd that the kid's 14, but I don't know what's up with the kid. I don't know if the kid has any. I don't know.
14 is the chronological age. Like, you don't know really how old this kid is or what he's had going on in his life. Processing the divorce of his parents. Maybe he's very close to his mom. He has other things.
Oh, like, some of that's kind of weird, though, too. You're saying there.
What?
Even to be 14 and be like processing a divorce.
Well, no, I mean,
I'm just saying if he has special needs, but we're assigning a lot of things to this kid. Let's just say average 14-year-old. It's weird.
Sure.
But it's not his job to hop in and split the mom and the son. So the third wheel, shut your mouth. If you like her, maybe you'll love her, and it's something you can talk about later. But right now, it's not an issue that you have the right to be involved in. yeah, it sucks to have it over the house. Maybe there's a lie, though. Maybe it's not a 14-year-old. Maybe it's some other guy named Clint.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She has another cuddle buddy at night, and it ain't her son.
Okay. Definitely, probably not that, but could be. But I think it's probably a 14-year-old son. It's a little weird, but we don't know the reasoning. And also, you don't have the right. You're 3 months in.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's weird.
14-year-old son?
A 14-year-old
sleeping with mama?
I don't think it's weird.
Your son sleep with you?
Just in case anybody 14? Else is listening that sleeps with their mom that's 14.
I didn't say it was wrong, but I think I know it is
you
weird. Didn't say
you should probably stop doing it.
No. I don't think it's weird because we don't know the circumstances.
But I said if it's just average 14-year-old, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it's weird. Not wrong, but weird.
Okay. Average. Okay. I don't want to say what my son has to do or not. He's 13.
Great. But. He's not 14, though, is he? Boom. Case dismissed. The third wheel, what we do agree on, is not your business.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Scuba Steve is in studio. Let's do it.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
What's on your mind, Scuba?
So Kenny Chesney lost his dog in December, and he got it cremated. I've had my dog for 5 years sitting in a box.
Oh, not alive.
Not alive. No. He passed in 2018, and I've had him in a box of ashes just sitting there on the fire mantle. And I was thinking, like, look, is this bad for him? I guess his soul.
Do you think his soul is in the ashes?
That's what I'm wondering. So I love this dog so much. He meant a lot to me. And I'm wondering, I always hear stories of people like releasing the ashes, going places and putting it somewhere. And I've just had it trapped in this. And I brought the box with me, by the way. It's right here.
Oh my goodness.
Why'd you do that?
Ziggy is here in this box right here.
Tell me about Ziggy.
So Ziggy was a black pug. He died a week before my son was born. And so I have this weird theory that part of Ziggy is in my son.
Totally.
Okay.
And so
don't hate it.
I get that.
So I'm wondering, like, am I keeping him trapped in here? Should I take him somewhere? Do you guys have ideas, suggestions of what I should do with this?
So it's weird he brought it here.
I'm putting him on my lap, by the way.
I'm not weirded out by a box of ashes, but it's just weird he brought it in here and was like, oh, by the way, he opens his coat up. I got this.
But there is a lock on it, so that's okay.
Yes.
I can unlock it if you'd like.
I'll tell you my story. My dog before Stanley and Eller, his name is Dusty. I had him for 13 years. And after he died, again, he was very important to me. He was a dog I had through my whole young adult life. I took him and put his ashes in all the different backyards we lived in. I didn't even live in the houses anymore.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah. So I just would like sneak into the yard and spread his ashes out. But that was for me.
Okay.
It wasn't for him. I didn't think he's trapped in the ash bag.
Okay.
I don't think. So if you're worried about him being trapped in that box, well, then take the lock off, buddy.
Okay. Open it up, see what happens.
Yes. But my belief is that is just remains.
Okay.
I don't think there's any soul locked in that box. I think Ziggy was lucky to have you as an owner. And if it makes you feel better to do something with Ziggy that makes you feel good, then you should go for it. If not, keep it close to you because that also could mean something to you.
Okay.
Which are those ashes, Amy?
Yeah, so Josie is my only pet I've ever cremated, and she spent most of her life with us. I really bonded with her when I lived in North Carolina, and Ben was in the Air Force, and he was gone a lot. So in that home, she protected me. So after she died here in Nashville, we cremated her, flew to North Carolina with the ashes, and spread them at the house we lived in there.
Did you do that just to do that, or were you going to North Carolina anyway?
Oh, we planned a weekend and we went and we did. I mean, we visited friends, but that was the specific reason why we went that weekend. And that was really special. That made sense. We still owned the home at the time, but there was renters and we went around midnight and we were like,
I also felt creepy doing it.
Hopefully, I mean, everything was fine there, but I mean, I think just something special. I don't think I agree with Bobby. There's not a soul trapped in there. I mean, like my dad was cremated and we didn't spread his ashes. They're in a container that a box that we buried. And so now I'm like, well, shoot.
It's double trapped.
Right. I'm like, wait, we should have spread him somewhere.
Just organic material.
Right. Because I think
Ziggy's now your son.
Exactly. Yes. That's why I've kind of coped with it at that time period.
Eddie?
I kind of like the idea of unlocking it and just see what happens. One day you wake up, maybe the box is open and Ziggy's gone.
Yeah, but then his son's got Ziggy all over his face because he grabbed it.
Exactly. Right. Hey, guys.
I think about that.
And then he is in his son.
y'all know how Scuba Steve is. This makes me think of roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Hold on.
So should I smoke Ziggy's what you're saying?
I think it's too late for that.
Okay.
Why?
He died 5 years ago. That's bad.
He's already ash.
That's bad stuff.
Okay.
So I if you want to put him somewhere, I think you should, but it's for you. It's not, he's okay.
Okay, and I did keep some of his hair as well as in here. Can you like,
what?
Can you like clone a dog or something with the hair DNA?
Interesting.
Because I love them so, I love them more than I think I loved anything else in this world.
Easy. Yes and no.
Okay.
You can clone a dog.
Okay.
I don't know if you can just clone from hair, if there's enough DNA in the hair.
Okay, I kept it for that reason, hoping I could.
Maybe though.
Okay.
How much does it cost cloning a dog?
Oh, probably pretty expensive. But Scooby, you can take those ashes, I believe, and there's a company that will turn it into diamonds.
Okay, oh, I can put like make earrings out of it. Make
exactly.
diamond earrings.
Okay. Take Ziggy everywhere with you.
That's pretty
but
cool.
Ziggy's
okay.
gonna cost you a lot more money dead than alive.
He probably will.
And if you want to clone them, $50,000.
Wow. Okay. One day I will though.
Maybe you could get an endorsement.
No, just get another dog that needs love instead of cloning that dog that's dead.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Don't waste the money on
he
that.
You sound okay. sad.
I know.
Because it won't be Ziggy.
But
it'll be a dog
though,
that looks like Ziggy. It's still not Ziggy.
That's his true. Soul personality will be different. I get that. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like you could get it pretty close.
Yeah, but
like,
pretty close. But well, no, it's not Ziggy.
I see some Rottweilers sometimes and I'm like, Josie? They look just like her.
But you also see a bird and you're like, Mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Scuba, thanks for sharing.
No problem, man. Definitely.
Good luck with that. Ziggy.
Yeah. Ziggy, here he is, guys. Let's take a look at him.
Good dude.
Wow.
You must have meant a lot to your owner.
He did, yeah.
Did he know your wife?
He did, yes, yeah. He knew her, and he lived all over the world with me except for here.
So. Last thing I'm going to say. Why don't you take a very tiny bit and eat it?
And see what happens?
And Ziggy will always be with you.
I just said smoke
okay.
it.
No, like, not smoke it, eat it.
You would, trust me. You
do it right now.
Scuba would rather smoke it.
Eat some of it right now?
And it's a song.
No, you eat it, it's part of your body.
Okay.
I don't want you to open it in here.
Okay, don't open it in here?
Yeah.
Why
okay.
not, Buzz?
Because I don't want the ashes in the carpet. Look at this. We barely get this place clean once
oh,
a
yeah.
month.
True. Just, so. Wait, question about the hair, though. Did you, when you knew before he was about to get cremated, did you cut it with scissors or did you collect hair around your house?
So I knew he was passing in like within a 24-hour period. So we took him into like a whole like last hurrah type day. And so I knew he was passing. So I combed his hair. It's a pug. So I pulled that hair and I held onto it, put it in a baggie. And then once we got the ashes, okay. I put the ashes with the hair.
Man, that makes me sound like a dog dying. I don't care if it's a movie. They can kill a whole town, whole city, whole country. But if one dog goes down, I'm like, no. All right, Scuba Steve. Thank you, buddy. That is Scuba Steve right there.
Scuba Steve suggests.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Normally, you would find 19-year-old Darnell Wells cutting hair at the shop in the neighborhood that he works at. He's got a little corner chair. He cuts hair there.
Hustling at 19.
19.
That's awesome.
Then he decides, you know what? Let me do something bigger. He decided to get free haircuts for the homeless. There's a park down the street. He put signs all over the neighborhood. Come for a free haircut. And then he called his buddy Zach. Zach, you make good hamburgers. Come over, bring your grill. Make hamburgers. So they grilled hamburgers and cut free hair. They did 30 hamburgers and 12 free haircuts.
That's
that
pretty
weekend.
Cool. So, also, he's 19 already cutting hair.
It's pretty,
that's pretty cool because he knows what he wants to do. I like somebody who like figures it out and goes for it. Lunchbox, if you were to see a free haircut and free burgers at the park for homeless people...
100%.
You would
get a haircut and a burger.
Why?
Say you're homeless?
Because it's free.
Would you say you're homeless, though, or would you just be like, hey, you don't discriminate just because I'm not homeless?
I would just walk up. If they ask me, yeah, I'm homeless. If they're
but you would say that.
Yeah, but if they don't ask, don't tell.
But he kind of looks homeless, so it would work.
Yeah.
Sometimes. He cleans up pretty good sometimes.
Yeah, when I got an event, I cleaned up, man.
I heart awards.
Mm-hmm. The two times a year, he really dresses up. But you would really do that.
100%. It's free. Why would you not?
But it's free with a purpose to help a certain group of people.
Yeah, so what's one extra haircut going to cost them? Nothing.
But what if a lot of people said that?
They're already there doing it, so you might as well...
The burgers aren't free.
The burgers, they have to pay for that.
No, but they're giving them away, so they probably already cooked... They didn't just cook 30. They probably had 31 cooked.
Oh, 31.
So one just going to go to waste.
Hey, I love the story. I think it's great. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
We had some listeners in the studio yesterday. They hung out with us, and then a lot of you guys went to lunch with them afterward. I'm sorry I couldn't go. I had a Bobbycast, so I couldn't go. But sounded fun. Got a lot of stories back, mostly one story over and over again.
Yeah, it was a blast, man. That was a good time.
All the stories were about you.
Huh? Yeah.
So first of all, how was it, Amy, in general? What'd you guys do? Walk me through what happened.
In general, it was good. We walked down. We ate lunch. We sat there. It was a big table, very loud. Lunchbox from the future's loud, has lots of stories. And that was the best part. Like every story he told, it was just more affirmation that it's Lunchbox.
So my theory yesterday was, because this older gentleman was in here, probably 60 or so.
Yeah.
I said, I think that's Lunchbox from the future who's played a prank on us and has come back to visit us.
Right.
And so we started walking through the ways they're alike. What other ways are they alike?
Well, so he was a mailman. He's retired. And he's like one of the few that delivered mail on a bicycle.
Oh,
Lunchbox. Who rides his bike to work every day?
Right.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
He had a bike route.
Well, he was so loud, like Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah, they were both loud, and they were both using their hands, and they were just everything.
It was Lunchbox.
They were sitting right
you
next
got
to
us
each
good.
Other.
You don't know about it yet, Lunchbox, because that's you in the future, but you got us good. When you get old, just know that we know you got us good.
So from all the contests he plays, which I'm sure, you know, everything is legit and whatnot, but he you know, alluded to that he's creative with his taxes.
Oh, my God.
Well, and it's also like Lunchbox to play a lot of contests when he gets older. Like just enter sweepstakes all day.
Does his own taxes.
Yeah. Well, so that's fun. I also heard some things about Lunchbox in the present. So, Morgan, what happened yesterday?
Well, this is what he's been doing recently. Whenever it's on the company dime, he seems to think that he can eat and order whatever he wants. And so he ordered 3 entrees. Not for everybody else, or himself.
Okay, I have no problem with ordering whatever you want, meaning you can pick any entree you want.
Yeah, but you gotta eat it.
We all ordered one.
I'm looking at a picture of him with 3 huge plates in front of him. Mm-hmm. There's like a full pizza type thing. There's some sort of meat on...
No, I'll
tell you. Shrimp and grits.
No.
That's what it is.
It was a bowl of tomato soup, shrimp and grits, and a flatbread.
Okay.
Something flatbread.
Did you order all that because... A, you were extremely hungry and thought you could knock it all down and you needed it. Or B, because since it was free, why not?
I was hungry and it was free.
What order?
Free, hungry.
And what did you do with the food when it was done?
Put it in my stomach.
Oh, you ate all of it? All
every
3 meals?
Every single bite.
That's fine,
then. There wasn't a bite left.
Well, I ate a piece of the flatbread.
Oh, you did ask for a piece of flatbread, but I almost...
He was reluctant to give it to me, and I'm like, do you see all that food?
Well, did you feel he was abusing the system?
Oh, I don't feel that he was. He was.
Do you feel like you made yourself uncomfortable eating all of it just because it was there?
No problem.
No, he was literally ordering them. We're all like, wow, lunchbox. And he's like, what? I'm not paying.
I did. It says free, so why wouldn't I?
It's not free. The company's paying, but
fine,
it's not free.
But they were buying us lunch that day, so yes, I'm going to take advantage. And then I was really annoyed at the end.
Oh, yeah.
The person running it in the company was like, all right, you know what? Let's take pictures. I was like, you didn't even give us the option for dessert. Like, where's the dessert menu?
He'd already paid the bill.
Yeah, like, they didn't even, like, we had these listeners.
They couldn't afford it. They ran out.
But we had these listeners with us, and I'm like, can we not buy them dessert?
But you didn't care about them. So don't act like it's about them.
They wanted dessert,
no,
too. Scuba wanted dessert. It was just
I know, but
what
it's not about them. It's about you.
Yeah, but they gave us no option to have dessert. I was like, this
so
is
just
crazy.
So just say, no, it's you that's upset. You weren't upset for the listeners.
But I was upset.
At?
Them.
For?
Not getting us dessert.
Getting us? Or
getting me.
There you go.
I assumed other people wanted dessert. Like, we're there. It's a big, nice, fancy meal. Let's have some dessert. Nope. They just paid the bill without even asking if we wanted it.
Scuba, were your thoughts on the lunch yesterday?
I mean, I hate to side with Lunchbox, but man, I am with him on it. Like, I also ordered an old fashioned. I ordered two things myself. The company doesn't take us out very often or do nice things, so I take advantage of it as well.
Nice thing.
Yeah.
And I was okay with it. I'm like, and I kind of looked at everyone else like, why are you only ordering one thing and no one wanted drinks? Like, this is your chance to do it. Let's do it.
It was noon and we still had work to do, but.
Yeah, so what? I did too, and
I know, but it doesn't. I guess it doesn't. It may not affect you the same way. I feel like if I were to have a drink at noon on a work day, I'd get tired.
So Amy and Morgan think Lunchbox is a little bit out of line.
Well, I mean, this is.
Well, I would like to also say he's standard. Done this multiple times now, so this isn't.
It's his thing.
This is what he does anytime he eats out, and the company is paying for it. It is three meals, no matter what.
I guess the word's obnoxious.
Why don't you just take some home?
I don't understand what is obnoxious about it. Like,
you're loud.
Do you do that
about
when you're at home? Or with your family?
Do I eat a lot?
No, absolutely. When you're with your family, do you ever go out and order three meals?
Sometimes two. Like when I was in Boston a couple weekends ago, I went to eat with some people and I got a pizza and a pasta. Ate both of them. Crushed them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. You're paying for it.
It's not bad. Like if he wants to do it, fine. He could just like casually order it. But and Lunchbox,
oh, I would order. They didn't even have appetizers on the menu. I would have ordered apps for the whole table, but they didn't have apps.
You would have. It's just that he makes a deal of it and he announces that, like, well, I'm not paying. Oh, this is free. Order what you want.
Yeah,
like,
Morgan literally goes, you're ordering three things? I said, I'm not paying. Like, what's the point? Why would you not? Like, I don't understand your guys' reasoning the world.
When we were in Texas, we went to eat at a taco place, and he ordered three different things for tacos. But not only that, after he goes, I need to go get an acai bowl that I can bring back home. After eating three, he had another one that he could only take home.
He wanted
home.
A to-go order?
Yes. We went out of our way to do that.
What, he's trying to hit the max per diem?
Ding,
is that
ding,
what
ding.
He does? Oh, my gosh.
Guys, why would you not? When you're giving
you're
stuff?
Not supposed to just spend because you can spend.
Do you like buy things for your house and like just have it like take
box
it
of
home?
Crackers, whatever? Yeah, like stuff that can travel easy, put in your suitcase.
But it was good. Those listeners like won a contest and they came up and hung out and everything was good.
It was great, man. It was so fun.
How do you feel about you?
I feel great about me.
Old you.
I thought he was great too. And he was like, his sister Margaret, she was like, I feel you on that one. I said, yeah, it's free. She gave me a fist.
That's your sister.
My sister.
Yes.
She was like, yeah, you might as well order more.
And nobody got in trouble. Company didn't say anything. We're all good.
I didn't say anything to me.
Well, Scuba got drunk. No problem.
Oh, also, the other thing that his Lunchbox from the future said that he would do at work was he had calculated his built-in screw-off time. While working. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's Lunchbox.
Oh, there's no doubt. That was him.
Oh, here we go.
It's him in the future.
100%.
Yeah, I could tell by his eyes as soon as he didn't hear him. So the question is, are you smarter than 80% of the population? I'm going to give you the world's shortest IQ test. If you get all three, you're smarter than 80%. If you get two, you're smarter than 60%. If you only get one, you're smarter than 40%, which is less than average. If you get none, well,
you're dumb.
I don't know. So I already took the test, so I will not take it again here. Now, we'll give you 45 seconds with each question. Here is question number one, but it will not start until I say time starts, okay?
Thank you. Ben.
Here are the three questions. Number one, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, because I was getting a pen.
Why were you already not focused?
No, I was looking for a pin, and
I know,
didn't
but the question was happening, and you were like digging.
I know. Shoot.
All right,
a
one
bat
more time.
And a ball.
Go ahead.
Here are the three questions. Number one, A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
You have 45 seconds starting now. Lunchbox is already in.
I was in before Amy got her pin.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It is the world's shortest IQ test. There are three questions here.
There's no way I can hear it one more time, right?
It's part of the time, but sure.
I know how to answer this. Hold on.
Here are the three questions. Number one, a bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Why did you just get mad we were playing the question?
I know, because it just distracts me, but it's fine. Because I know
two things.
This.
One, you can take your headphones out.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Or two.
Good point.
Just hear the question. Okay.
Think I got it.
It's $1.
5 seconds.
More. God, this isn't right, but gosh. Dang it.
Time.
$1 more.
Okay. The question one more time, please.
Here are the three questions. Number one. A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Eddie?
10 cents.
Amy?
10 cents.
Lunchbox?
Not right.
10 cents.
Morgan?
10 cents.
That's not right.
It's not right. Think about this.
Ugh.
So you have $1.10. It's $1 more. So it has to be at least $1 because to be $1 more. But if the other one's 10, that's only 90 cents more.
What?
Right.
So you got to go down on one and up on the other. So it's $1.05 and $5. It's 5 cents.
Man, I had 5 cents and I scratched it out.
Because if it's going to be $1 more, lunch. Which is the question.
Yeah, you have 10 cents written down.
Yeah, I scratched out 5.
No, there's no scratching out. There's no what I would have had.
Dang.
Oh. Everybody gets, did I explain it okay?
Yeah, I messed up. I went too quick. I got cocky. I mean, I heard it and I was like, oh, that's easy.
Okay, here we go. Question number two.
Number two. If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long does it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
What?
Now I'm going to play it again and then we'll start the time.
This British accent's
kind of cool.
Number two. Yes, the accent.
If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long does it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? Widgets.
The timer has started.
I'm in.
Nice. Amy comes up quick for air. I can give you the question one more time, guys.
Yeah.
Number two. If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets, how long does it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
5 seconds.
I think I'm in.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Right, your answer?
Yeah.
Time. Good. Let's go over to Morgan.
1 minute.
Eddie?
1 minute and 40 seconds.
How'd you come up with that?
The time. It's like 100 minutes. Or, dang, I didn't do that right.
Lunchbox?
100 minutes.
Amy?
100 minutes.
It's 5 minutes.
What? Why?
If it takes 5 widgets, 5 minutes.
Five machines, 5 minutes
to make five widgets. It takes 100 machines. They're making 100 widgets. It's going to take 5 minutes as well. Because 5 makes 5 in 5 minutes and 100 makes 100 in 5 minutes.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Stupid.
I'm feeling really dumb right now, Bones.
I mean, the rush of 45 seconds is really killing me.
Oh, man.
It's a rush?
He means we're being rushed.
Oh,
yeah, it's like,
oh, I see that now.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Dang.
There's no difference.
I'm so stupid.
5 machines make 5 widgets.
Yeah.
100 machines make 100 widgets, both in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I need to get one right.
Okay, that, see.
At best, you guys are going to be smarter than 40% of.
We need to get
tricky,
one right.
Tricky, tricky.
Okay, last question. Go ahead.
And number three. Mm-hmm. In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days... for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
What are you talking about?
This is stupid.
What is he saying?
And now they're all angry at it.
Yeah,
and now it's the accent.
The lilies.
Play it again, Ray.
And number three, in a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch
to cover half of the lake.
This is so hard. This is hard.
I'm in.
It's not that answer, Amy. You're wrong.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Dang.
But you didn't see what she wrote.
She wrote 24.
I'm not saying what she
Are
wrote.
Are you
I
looking
can't
at my paper?
How can I see your paper? But I
you
know
can't
if
you, see your paper.
If you went that fast, I know you wrote 24 and it's wrong.
I'm just surrendering to the my brain.
One more shot here.
And number three, in a lake, there's a patch of lily pads. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Mm. Yeah, 5 seconds, guys.
Every day it doubles the size. Or every
time.
Day. So then it would be like,
pens down. All right, let's go over to Morgan.
Well, if it's not 24, then maybe it's 56.
Mm. There was only 48 days.
Listen, let my brain do what it was doing.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Eddie, you said a minute 40 in the last one, which I still don't quite get how you got there, but
I respect it.
It was an original thought. Go ahead.
43.
Why?
I don't know, man. I doubled and then I subtracted.
See, you guys, I figured out this game. Now it took me three questions, but I figured it out. Go to Amy and I'll tell you the right answer.
It's doubling size.
Amy, what's your answer written down?
I wrote down 24, but okay, it's
wrong.
Like,
Lunchbox.
It's 47.
Correct. Because if it doubles, on the 48th day, if it fills the whole thing, one day before, it was only halfway full.
Stupid.
It's 47 days.
I still don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
Lunchbox, you're smarter than 40% of the population. Amy and Eddie, I don't know, man.
And Morgan.
Oh, yeah, Morgan. Sorry, you too.
I mean, it just took me, I wish I would have been more awake on the first two questions.
Awake?
Yeah.
And I've already told you guys, I have a numbers issue. It's
not a numbers issue.
Yes, I do.
Here's the final. Here you go.
The answers to these questions are 5 cents, 5 minutes, 47 days.
So dumb.
Did you get them?
No.
No, they didn't, buddy.
No, we didn't.
I did.
He got one. We got...
play my song!
Three, 6, 9, 12. We got one out of 12. We got less than 10%.
Man, we're not smart.
Did you get all three of those?
I did, yeah.
Just like... in how many seconds?
No, it wasn't super quick. The widget one took me at least 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
Oh, but you did it under 45?
Which is why I gave you guys 45. But the widget one was the flower one I got immediately.
I mean, the widget one I should have got. That's so...
And the money one I got pretty quick, too. But the widget one took me a little bit.
Amy, I'm sorry for calling you out like that.
That was rude.
I mean, but I knew right away that you had it, like...
I know. I knew. I just like the 10 cents. It's like, I know this isn't right, but I don't know what else to do.
But it is wrong, yes. In a minute, 40 seconds, Eddie, you get the win for no idea why answer. Here's a voicemail from Janet in Maryland.
My kids and I are in the car listening to Fast Car by Luke Combs and just talking about how successful it's been. And we were wondering, does he make any money off of this song? Or like if an artist does a big cover like this, can they make money off of this, even though they weren't the writers and it wasn't their original song? Anyway, I figured you had the inside scoop on this kind of thing.
I don't know that it's inside, but what happens is, let's say I do Let It Be. Let It Be, Let It Be.
By the Beatles.
Yeah. So I have to pay the publisher and the writers. It's like it's a mechanical fee. So reality, I'll make like 20% of everything that comes in.
It's pretty good,
just
though.
Breaking it down. I make about 15 to 20% of whatever comes in because I got to pay them like 80% of it.
But you pay them after you get paid.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to pay any money up front or anything.
Correct. You don't have to like buy a coupon.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Oh. Yes, but you do have to pay them after you get paid. And it's like 80%.
It's not a bad deal.
No, it's not because you didn't write it. Right. But if it blows up, you're like, one, if you're the writer of it, you're like, dang, this is awesome. I did nothing and I'm getting paid again.
Yeah.
And then two, you didn't have to write it. And so you're just grabbing something that's already been done, slap some gel on it and put it back out again.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Here is another voicemail.
Good morning, studio. I want to say last week was my first time in Nashville, so we took a bus tour. The guide pointed out the studios on Music Row, but never mentioned Bobby Bones. I don't understand that because the Bobby Bones Show is a top-rated morning show, and you're the youngest inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. I think that's worth mentioning.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm just surprised they didn't mention Lunchbox specifically.
Right.
That's Who cares true. About me? Like, that's the building where Lunchbox sits every morning. So
you're the star.
It's you.
It's true.
It's you. Yeah.
sometimes they'll be driving by and I hear them go, look, there's, and if I'm like walking out, there's Bobby Bones. Sometimes I'm out and they're like, we don't even know there's a radio station there. It's hit or miss. And we ain't famous. So we're moderately known in rural areas of America. That's what I would say.
And the name's not on our building, so maybe some people don't know.
Our name?
Yeah, the show's name.
Well, even not even the call letters anymore. It's just a white building now because they took all
that stuff off.
Yeah, it's not our building anymore.
It'll always be our building.
We own this place.
I think we're just like down
here. No, we're squatting now.
We are.
We're not even paying rent. We're squatting. We're just not moving out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Girl math. Are you familiar with it?
I know girl dinner.
I don't know. What's girl dinner?
And we need to get on and get with the times.
I am with the times. This one, the girl math's from TikTok.
Yeah,
I'm
but
in.
A girl dinner. Girl math's like the sequel to girl dinner.
Okay.
Girl dinner's like little things spread out. This is my girl dinner. I have girl dinners all the time.
Okay, yeah.
It's like have a couple nuts, maybe a piece of meat.
What are you guys talking
30
about?
30 minutes.
No, I don't understand. Okay. Like, well, what do you mean?
Girl math is going viral, and pretty much it just breaks down the price of an item per wear. So it's like, well, no, I'm not really paying that much for it. If you look at it this way, it's only $2 per wear if I wear it this much. And it also lets you buy something on sale and then say that that's found money.
Oh, that's not true.
You get to put it towards something else.
That ain't true.
My wife does this.
That ain't true.
Yeah.
You'll never believe what it used to be listed at. What? What do you mean used to? No, how much? No, it doesn't matter, but look what it used to be.
Look at all this money we found.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we didn't find anything. We're still spending money. Go ahead.
It's reframing the narrative around shopping and girls, women, men. I don't know. Maybe you want to try it out.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You try it. Do it on your golf stuff.
No, I don't. I know I do it on everything. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in Illinois, parents are now required to share the wealth that comes from putting their children on social media as kidfluencers.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Hope they don't do this with pet influencers.
They should.
I got a bunch of back pay for Stanley coming. So what's up?
Well, minors need to appear in at least 30% of the content over a 30-day period to qualify for compensation. And they'll just have to make sure that they're putting it towards them, which I have done this with my kids before regarding certain things. And it is like a tax thing, too, just FYI.
Yeah, you can pay your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We legally?
Yeah.
Legally, you can.
Wow.
Yep. They can work.
She's acting shady with it, but it's really not a shady thing. Okay. But it's mostly to try to keep parents from just exploiting their kids and them having nothing. But the problem is, if your kid is six and he doesn't know the difference anyway, how's he going to know he's on 30%
Right.
Or even know the law? Still, it is a step in a right direction, so I'm here for it.
Well, and my kids are not kidfluencers by any means. It was just more so a way because there was certain stuff you have to pay for when it comes to them for school. And if you pay your kids and then from their account, they can pay for their...
But why do you start whispering it whenever it's...
I don't know. It feels weird, but I know it's legal. Which, this is definitely a money-heavy pile, because Luke Bryan was talking about how his net worth can be found online, and so his kids, Google that sometimes just to figure out, hey, where is Dad now? And it looks like he's somewhere around 160, 170 million. And that he tries not to take advantage of all the perks of being who he is with his kids. Like, if they want to go to an amusement park, they could probably be like, Dad, you could just like pay somebody, make a phone call. We don't have to wait in line. But he's like, no, we go, we wait in line like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. That site is never right. The net worth thing is never. I'm not saying he's not worth that or more. He could be worth more, but it's never right. They have no idea, actually. I still look at it and go, wow. But they really have no idea.
Right.
So, okay, cool.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this month, Navy Seaman Anthony L. Mazes of Weymouth, Massachusetts, passed away at age 80. Anthony had prepaid for his funeral services. He was going to be buried at the Massachusetts National Cemetery, but the funeral home was not able to locate any family to attend the service. So the funeral director, Kara Johnson, got on social media and was like, hey, we're looking for anybody to escort Anthony to his final resting place. So that message was shared hundreds of times across multiple veteran support organizations and biker groups. And so when the funeral procession lined up, there were 500 motorcycles.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That had all seen it online and decided to come help out and pay their final respects. 500. That's awesome.
I bet that was loud.
Here is Bill Kenefick saying that no Vietnam vet should be, you know, left alone or go out alone.
We don't know him. It doesn't matter. We just that's a sad story for a Vietnam vet to go out alone. So everybody just rallied up, and here we are.
Love it. That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.